Can we do rock, paper, scissors?
Yes.
Rock, paper, scissors. I won.
Well, no. Yeah, see, it's supposed to be rock, paper, scissors, go.
Oh, what?
What kind of bullshit?
No, sorry,
Hello and welcome to Unbox, the show where I, Jordan Schwarzenberger, become the talent manager that you never had. Breaking down the biggest stories from the world of talent to help you have a career that lasts. We've got a lot to get into today, so why waste any time? Let's get straight into it. First up, we're going to talk about the Oscars, which happened over the weekend, and notably Chicken Shop Date founder and CEO Amelia de Moldenberg, who was the official red carpet correspondent for the Academy. This is a massive moment. Number two, we're going to talk about Luke Littler, the phenomenon, the dart superstar, the 17-year-old turned 40-year-old who is just killing it right now on another level. I have an immense amount of love for his personal brand and what he's building, and we're going to unpack how he got to this position and why he's going to thrive, and also what the lessons are for you if you are coming up, especially in sport. And third, we are going to talk about the TikTok ban that is potentially coming in the US for the platform and how you as a creator can diversify and work around it. We're going to cover all of this and more. Let's get straight in. First up, Amelia de Moldenberg takes the Oscars. I would argue that Amelia just had her biggest night ever as a talent. But this weekend, the Oscars, I believe, was a turning point for a number of reasons. Amelia was the Oscars interviewer on the red carpet. And as we can see, she interviewed some huge talent, including The Rock, Florence Pugh, and many more. So why is this big? Why is this something that we should all be caring about? Well, from interviewing Getz, a UK rapper, in a chicken shop in 2015 to now, Amelia's trajectory over nearly a decade has been nothing short of extraordinary. Amelia is somebody who has been so focused on becoming the best at her craft, somebody who interviews in a truly unique and special way and is amazing at doing that specific thing. So why is this big? Well, because A, it shows that somebody from the UK can go and make it big in this new world of social media, can go and do incredible things like interviewing as the official correspondent for the Academy, but also it shows that a commitment to skill pays off. If you truly put in the time, you can make it in whatever it is that you do and are trying to be the best at. And Amelia is the perfect example of this. In 2023, she had probably the second biggest moment of her career, which was the Golden Globes red carpet, and that really catapulted everything. She did an unbelievable job at bringing out humor and awkwardness and funny interactions that went viral. From there, the Oscars probably took note and said, we want that, because that is special and unique. And that is the big takeaway from her story. You have to hone your craft. You have to get good at the thing that you are trying to take out there into the world. Amelia found her lane in these red carpet interviews, and from doing even wireless back in the day, she's been able to craft a real skill set around a focus format that people can easily say, I want to buy that. There's something really big there for anybody out there who's trying to build like her. You need to have specificity. Many creators can do loads of different things, but very few have a specific format and thing that they are excellent in. So if anybody out there building in a similar way, focus, because that will genuinely be the difference for you. Number two, Luke Littler and the personal brand phenomenon that is being born from darts. Who is this kid? How is he 16? How did he just hit a 9 darter and go viral online at such a young age? How does he look like just a normal lad who enjoys, as he says, kebabs and living a good life playing FIFA? And all those questions gave birth to a platform. That platform of interest, Luke has now capitalized on, and he is continuing to do so by the day. And recently, he just won his first European Championship in Belgium, and he did so with a 9 dart finish, securing £30,000 in a winner's prize pot, and being, again, held up as this superstar in the making for the world of darts. And he's really living his best life. He was recently on Jonathan Ross last Friday. He was teaching Millie Bobby Brown to play darts. And then he was also, of course, in our Best Breakfast adverts, which we created for the launch of the Sidemen's new breakfast brand, Best. But that's because he is a real superstar. Why is this carried through? Well, there's a few things that I've noticed. He is a hero that we want to get behind. Because why? He's authentic, he's humble, he's quiet, he does his thing, and he is a silent expert. He's a silent assassin on the dartboard. He's somebody who has this mystery around him because he's this quiet 16-year-old kid who's amazing at darts. And the juxtaposition there is why we're fascinated by him. Secondly, and this is the most important bit, he has backed up the hype with success. And if you are an athlete especially, there is nothing worse than athletes who are braggadocious and create big personal brands, get all the hype in the world, but don't deliver on the pitch. You need to be able to back it up. And that goes for anything. If you're not delivering results in the craft that you actually have, it delegitimizes your whole personal brand. And it would be very easy for someone like him to crumble under the pressure. He's 16, 17 years old. Imagine this kind of a spotlight. And as another example of this, I think about Anthony Joshua, who had all the hype in the world, which arguably took down his career to a point, and then he's rebounded to another level with his recent string of wins over the last year and has proved the cynics wrong. Performance trumps everything. Focus on performance. Performance should always lead your personal brand. Being good at the thing that you are claiming to be an expert in is the number one thing that you can be doing. So yes, personal branding, I'm a big advocate, super important, but what's even more important is being good at something. So focus on the skill, focus on the results, focus on winning. Third up, is this the end of TikTok in the United States of America? Are the last 3 years for nothing? Well, probably not. But what's been going on, as you will have most likely seen, is that the US House of Representatives has passed a bill which basically is planning to outlaw TikTok in the US unless they can find another buyer. But the reason why they're saying is because of the Chinese Communist Party's links to TikTok as an app and the threat, therefore, of communist Chinese propaganda coming through into the US. Putting aside the legitimacy of the proposed ban, if it does happen, here's what you need to do. Because as creators who have been relying on TikTok for growth, for money, this could be, if it passes and if it doesn't sell, a massive shift in the landscape in the US. The first thing I would say is this: diversify your revenue streams. If you're a TikTok creator who has only made money on the platform, now I think is the time to stop focusing on income from the platform and start focusing on awareness from the platform. So what does this mean? It means, let's say you're running TikTok shop and that's your primary driver of income. How do you build more of an audience around you rather than the products? So you're focusing on building connection and audience, because that's the leverage that you can in theory use on another platform. The second thing is to learn how to make Instagram Reels and focus on Instagram short form, because Instagram, hugely downloaded app, overtook TikTok recently. But Instagram is a platform which is enduring, right? Meta is a lot more stable than ByteDance, it's US owned, etc. So there is a greater degree of security there for sure in terms of its stability, like YouTube. A foreign invading app like the American House of Reps seem to think TikTok is, that kind of a platform is going to be more vulnerable. The next thing is to build a corporate personal brand on LinkedIn. This is so important. If you're a TikTok creator, I would urge you to focus on building a corporate personal brand before it's too late. So what do I mean by this? Create a personal brand that can showcase your skill set as a social media creative and creator. If you do this and you can get that out there in a focused way, brands might want to hire you as a consultant. They might want to hire you as a social media manager. And I would be building a brand so you could highlight some of this stuff, because if you leave it too long, it may be too late to gain the leverage on the platform that could actually help shape your career. And then the last thing is to build a space where you can funnel your audience into and collect that data yourself. So arguably the best way to do this is some kind of email sign up. So I would be creating a website with a sign up button and building out a newsletter proposition or something which your audience can actually go and attach themselves to that you own, because you don't own your data. And if you don't own your data, you have no idea who in your true audience is really there. Even if you had a million followers on TikTok, you maybe only have 10 people come over to a newsletter or come over to a sign up, and that's going to show who your real connected audience are if you can bring them over. But look, do I think it's going to go away? No. Likelihood is there are people out there who are looking to buy it. For example, if we go on TikTok right now, the former CEO of Activision, a guy called Bobby Kotick, is reportedly interested in buying TikTok. I think TikTok will get bought up most likely by an American and then it'll become a lot more censored, is probably the vibe. I also can sense that there's fear around the freedom of TikTok to promote content that maybe isn't wanted by the American government in the coming election that is about to hit the states. It would make sense that TikTok gets bought by an American and then there's a greater level of control versus it being the sort of free open platform that it is today. On to the questions. Why has Amelia de Moldenberg been so successful? So Amelia de Moldenberg has been so successful for three reasons. The first reason is she has a focus and commitment to a format. So this means that she has picked a specific thing that she does and she has run with it to become an expert in her craft. Number two, she's incredibly nice, kind, real, and a very hardworking person. And her commitment and focus, and in a way her perfectionism, is I think her worst enemy as well as being her best friend. She really wants things to be top perfect. And actually her success is a result of that perfectionism, whilst also probably causing a lot of stress and anxiety and worry along the way, because if you're trying to be perfect and make things incredible, that's a lot of weight on your shoulders. And number three, a reason more recently why she's been successful is because she has signed with a talent agency, CAA, and she spends most of her time in America now, which is a real difference maker. Because she's in America so much more, she's connecting with people, she's having meetings, she's in the space. Number two, why are Oscars ratings so low compared to previous years? So in 2014, the Oscars had nearly 44 million viewers. For comparison, the Will Smith slap Oscars 2 years ago got around 17 million, and it's been going down ever since. But the reason I believe this is happening thing is because we've had a complete decline in celebrity. So celebrity does not really exist in the same way that it used to. And I think this has been accelerated by COVID. Of course, there has been a decline since then from 2014 to 2020, but there is an oversaturation of celebrity. So I think that's where we're at now. It's over celebrity culture to the max, to the point where now no one really cares. And I think we've seen that in every element of society where there's just a lack of care about celebrity. There are many more random individual people coming through, and only exceptional stories and exceptional people seem to be really having any longevity. That's just my opinion. I think that's where we're at. It's the death of celebrity, and we're seeing that, right? I mean, this is a really interesting tweet. Somebody said, you know, the Ellen DeGeneres infamous Oscar selfie, which was taken 10 years ago. It's crazy how if they took this today, not a single soul would care. 35 million views. That's why, though, you need to focus on connection wherever you can find it. Forget fame for the sake of fame. Focus on connection. Why is TikTok really getting banned? Seems weird to me. My personal theory on why TikTok is getting banned is because TikTok is a threat to censorship in America. News is very censored in America. There is a high degree of monopolization on media, and the things which are allowed are specific without going too much into that. Now, TikTok is a platform which has actually been incredibly free. If you want to find out some pretty interesting, slightly hidden things, you can find them on TikTok. And that's a threat, right, to media censorship and hegemony in America especially. I think there is a genuine fear, probably from the establishment, that there will be a movement away from the party line, so to speak, in relation to the content being shown on TikTok, because TikTok is so open and so big. I think it also creates a climate which on both ends can be quite challenging in terms of what's real, what's not real, etc. And I think there's a fear around that. And I think that's really what's going on here. More than anything to do with the Chinese communists, I think there's a lack of control around what's being able to get out there, because everyone has the power to make videos, everyone is making videos, and the access to information is democratized. Next up, I'm a creator who wants to be a presenter in the mainstream. How should I do it? So I would say that if you want to be in the mainstream, you need to network and play the long game. You want to focus on a craft, focus on something that you are truly good at, start there. Because if you focus on a craft, you're going to be able to build skills that will get you to be brilliant. And focus on a craft that you can distribute yourself. You can focus on TikTok, you can focus on any platform that exists right now. But self-promote, self-distribute, and focus on showing your skill sets, which will be attractive to the mainstream. Those two things will likely come together and you'll get some kind of a break. I think that's how I would do it. Obviously, there are many ways. There's not one blueprint, but I think focus on building a craft and skill set, pairing that up with some kind of a format that you can really build over time, and then networking. Bring those things together with the right attitude, you're probably going to be in with a decent shot. Thank you so much for watching. Make sure to like, comment, share, subscribe, do all those good things. I hope this has been useful to anybody out there who's trying to build a personality brand and wants it to last. And we'll see you back for another episode of Unboxed next week.